This is a special Make a Referral Week podcast. If you're enjoying Make a Referral Week, you can keep it alive all year long. Just participate in Make a Referral Monday on Twitter. Make your referral and then use the hashtag MARM and you're participating. Thanks, and let's go make a referral. Doing this all week long, so make sure you catch all of the shows. My guest today is Andy Cernovitz. He is the CEO of Gaspedal, a word-of-mouth marketing consulting firm, and he was also the founder and CEO of the Word-of-Mouth Marketing Association. He has since moved on and is working on his own projects right now, and one of those projects was and is a book called Word-of-Mouth Marketing, How Smart Companies Get People Talking. So you can imagine what we're going to talk about today. We are going to spend the next 20 minutes talking about the Grateful Dead. So thanks, Andy, for joining me.
Let's talk about the dead.
Well, I threw that in there because I noticed on your profile that's one of the things that, I believe you must be most proud of is the fact that you shared that you actually saw the Grateful Dead 25 some times.
Which doesn't exactly narrow me down into an exclusive group of people. There were 10,000 other folks laying there next to me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, there definitely are people that wasted their youth doing the same,
but it was all productive, I assure you.
Yeah, well, you know, that we could make a case study about word of mouth on that one, couldn't we?
Well, there is a friend who's a professor at York University in Toronto that does an annual study of marketing experiences at Burning Man.
Yeah.
And you wonder about the academic life where he's gotten himself a multi-year grant to study the Burning Man Festival.
That is nice. That is
tough gig, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. So we are talking this week about referrals, and I wonder if I have my thoughts on this, but I won't jade your thinking by sharing them. I'll ask you a question instead. Is there a difference between – there are a lot of people that think word of mouth and referrals and they're interchangeable. We're talking about the same thing, but I'd wonder if you'd suggest that there is a difference.
I think they're pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that word of mouth marketing in the big category is anything you do that gets someone to tell a friend about you.
Right.
And that someone can be a customer, they can be a fan, they can be a coworker, they could be some influential individual. It doesn't matter who makes that referral, but it is about referrals. So yeah. I think my field is as close as you can get to what this week is all about.
Well, and what I like to tell people is I think that word of mouth is an essential element of referrals. You are not going to get very many referrals unless you're doing something that makes people talk voluntarily. I do think that word of mouth can lead to a lot of other things as well, but my feeling is that you have to systematically put something in place that gets people talking and that will grease the wheels certainly for generating referrals.
Yeah, and that's my definition of word-of-mouth marketing.
Yeah.
Is two steps. I mean, one is give people something to talk about.
Right.
And then number two is make it easier for that conversation to take place.
Yeah. So what elements then, if somebody's out there saying, well, gosh, I do tax preparation or, I don't know, something that some people might find equally unexciting or untalkable. I mean, what are some elements that somebody like that can and should be thinking about putting in place so that they do have something that makes them stand out, makes people talk?
You've got to do something different. I mean, everybody already knows what you do, so it's not enough to just say, I do tax preparation. You've got to say, you know, I do tax preparation this way or that way or something else. So a couple good examples of that. And there's a lot of real estate brokers out there. But there's the Chicago, where I am, is a big bicycle town.
Yeah.
And so there is a real estate broker who specializes in showing houses on bike. So if you like the outdoors or if you like bicycles or you're just looking for an interesting broker, yeah, they've given you something to say. Oh, that's a broker that offers bike tours.
Yeah, so, you know, I love that example because that's not only something different. I mean, it has a bit of a narrowing his target market a bit too, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it says, you know, if you are either into health or fitness or being green or any of that, you know, you're going to connect with this broker better than someone you pull out of the phone book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And another good example of that, you know, business that wouldn't normally be exciting, There's a dentist here called Delaware Dental that I write about in my book. And they redecorated their dental office, and they now call it a dental lounge. And the first time you go in there as a patient, they give you a huge survey. And it includes things like all your favorite music.
Oh,
next time you walk in there to get your teeth done, your favorite music is playing on the stereo.
Okay, does this have a martini bar anywhere in it? I'm starting
there,
to like
there is no alcohol, but there are a variety of painkillers offered.
I'll have the apple flavor or something,
right? Yeah, well, I'd like the big tank of nitrous oxide, please.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing about both of those examples that you shared, and I say this all the time, is it didn't have much to do with dentistry or tax preparation, did it? It was really more about something remarkable that was not necessarily related to the product or service.
Yeah, and that's a really big, important idea. And it's what I call the chocolate problem. And the chocolate problem is this. It's that no one has ever picked up the phone, called a buddy, and said, "Dude, have you heard about chocolate?" You know, we all know about chocolate, and it's awesome. There's no reason to have a conversation about chocolate. So when you're a good business that has been doing really good work for a really long time, there's no reason to talk about you. Nobody walks out of the Ritz-Carlton and says, you know, calls their friends and says, "Guys, did you hear about this Ritz? It's really nice." It's, duh. Yeah, it's the Ritz.
Yeah.
So you've got to find a way. Your biggest challenge, you've got to find a way to solve the chocolate problem. Or no one's going to make a referral. No one's going to talk about you if you're just that guy who does that same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, a great example of this is Google Maps. You remember the first time you saw Google Maps, you know, it was cool. I mean, it slid around and zoomed in, and so much better than the old map, you know, MapQuest or whatever it was called.
Right.
And you told all your friends, you know, check this out, it's awesome.
Right.
But then the conversation ended. You know, it's good, it works, you talked about it, and no one's talking about the fact that it's still good.
Yeah.
So then they add satellite view.
Yeah.
And each and every one of us looked to the top of our own house. We all did it.
I've never done that. Get out of here.
And your office and your neighbors, you email a friend. He says, "Oh, look at my house." It got people talking. It solved the chocolate problem.
Yeah.
Even though it was absolutely completely useless. we don't need this.
Yeah. Well, now they've added public transportation and walking maps. And so it just continues to get cooler.
And it's an important model to copy. It says every 6 months, Google Maps adds a new reason to talk about it.
Huh.
So they add traffic reports and walking things and street cam. And, you know, so just when the conversation's run its course and everybody has heard about all the things Google Maps does, they add another one.
Well, so let me see if I see what you're suggesting. Are you suggesting that possibly they could have rolled all those out on day one, day two, but maybe there's a plan to sort of intentionally roll them out when the offering gets stale?
I don't know how much they're launching them as they do them, or when or if it's a conscious plan to stage it. Mm-hmm. But it's the right way to do it.
Yeah, but you're suggesting other people could copy that. That's what I guess.
You always have to have a fresh reason to talk.
Yeah.
And if your reason to talk gets old or stale, people stop talking about you.
It seems like some of the biggest hits in the word of mouth and then that other, the V word, other people like to use the whole viral component of some word of mouth campaigns. It seems like some of the biggest hits in those have been sort of accidents. I mean, maybe somebody thought somewhere along the line, chewing up a blender or an iPhone in a blender was a good idea, but not necessarily, you know, the top of the list on the marketing plan. I mean, is there a way to create big hits like that intentionally, or is it just simply a matter of putting yourself out there enough times that one of them sticks?
Very, very good question. The word viral is an adjective. It's not a noun. So if someone comes and says, "I'm going to make a great viral video for you," they can't. It's like saying, "I'm going to make a top 10 hit." You can make a really good song, and you can hope it goes top 10.
Yeah.
You can make a really interesting viral something. I mean, sorry, you can make a really interesting video, and you can hope it goes viral.
Yeah.
So you never know when it's going to work.
Yeah.
Now, with traditional advertising, you don't know which ads are going to work until you make them and spend a gob of money on research.
Yeah.
So the word of mouth strategy is try a lot of little things.
Yeah.
That when the Will and Blend videos got big,
yeah,
they had only spent $50. It was in their office. They were testing Blender. Somebody filmed it. They said, let's throw it on YouTube, and it worked. But they did a dozen other things that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah.
So the strategy is not bet all your money on one spin of the wheel and hope you nail the world's greatest video.
Yeah.
It's have somebody do something every single week.
Yeah.
And if it works, back it up and do more and put more resources behind it. And if it doesn't work, try the next one.
Yeah. Well, and that I will say that that is one of the really cool things about some of the new, you know, internet ways in which we can interact in social media is that I suppose it's both good and bad, but the, you know, the cost to entry, the cost to try something out is not only is the time very quick, but certainly the cost to do it's very quick too.
Yeah, and it's a good thing for entrepreneurs. I mean, yeah. if you can't get a bunch of friends to forward something on Facebook, no one's going to forward it any other way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great
point. You might as well try your new stuff on Facebook and see if it works.
Yeah, I get whacked every now and then for saying things like this publicly, but you know, I think Twitter, one of the things about Twitter is it's a tremendous laboratory and playground. Some people on there don't like me to play and test and experiment, but I think it's certainly great for that.
I'm 100% with you.
You write, one of the things that I love about your blog, which by the way can be found at damniwish.com, which I'm assuming is short for I wish I thought of that.
Damn, I wish I thought of that.
is that you typically, and I think it's you're a lot like me. I think you're out there shopping, you're getting mail, you're reading things, and you run into a company, you go, oh, that's cool, and I'm going to write about that. And you share some great examples on your blog, and I wonder, just even the last couple of days, I've seen some. I wonder if you'd. You know, a lot of times I think, particularly small business folks, they hear this term word of mouth and they hear a lot of pundits sort of banter it around as a big marketing strategy. And sometimes it's hard, I think, for them to say, okay, well, I've got, you know, a plumbing practice, a plumbing business, you know, how could I do some of that? And I think you do a great job of locating some of the how could I do that. So I wondered if you'd share maybe three or four examples that might be something that somebody with a little creativity could go, oh, you know, I could make that work for my business.
It's sure. There's the secret to figuring this stuff out, I mean, is paying attention when somebody tells you about something.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great tip right there, right?
Yeah. Something comes in your inbox, you're like, why did this guy send this to me?
Yeah.
And as you start getting into that habit, you start to recognize things, you know, as they occur. And so, like one of my, I'll just give you some of the more recent ones that I really enjoyed. I got a CD in the mail from a guy named Anthony Del Monte at a web design firm called Squeaky Wheel Media. And I was a client, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Anthony's employees recorded a CD.
Music CD.
Yeah, it's the music CD, unrelated to the business.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Anthony just mailed it out to all of their clients and former clients to help out this guy, Bruce. And I thought that was such a class act that I blogged about it.
Yeah.
It was a great reason to, you know, he could have sent another brochure to promote the agency. He could have, you know, hit me with their weekly newsletter. But instead, he's got me talking about Squeaky Wheel Media because he did something generous and interesting and different.
Yeah. Yeah, some of this stuff's just kind of common sense, isn't it? You know, but a lot of times when we put our marketing, gotta sell something hat on, you know, common sense seems to go out the door.
Yeah, it's easier than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, another one that I blogged about, and I've actually been writing about this, about every 2 years I write this exact same story. So I like Allen Edmonds shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a shiny shoe guy. And they used to offer free shoe shines in the stores.
Oh, wow.
And they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about how could they make, I did some math, I said, how could they make an extra $2.5 million in sales this year? Now, they do have a $300 pair of shoes, so yeah, it's easier to hit that number.
Yeah.
But if they started offering free shoe shines in their stores, I figured it's 32 company-owned stores, they get about 25 people walk in there every day, that ends up to be about 5,000 new visitors a week. And if you add it up, they sell 5 pairs of shoes per store per week. That's 8,000 new sales. It comes out to $2.5 million. And so you put that into a word of mouth campaign that anybody can do.
Yeah.
You know, what are the big ideas? Is they got to give people a reason to come into the store. It isn't just buy something. but they got to give people a reason to tell their friends. Oh, go get a free shoe shine over there.
Yeah.
And then they need a reason to for people to drop by and tell their friends when they're not ready to buy. And this works at the Apple store. But you browse and you look around, and you're talking about Apple every time you go in there, but it works for a shoe shine. I don't care if you're a dry cleaner or a restaurant or a candy store or a boutique or a car dealer. You know, give people a reason to come on in and say hello.
Well, and what I love about that too, and I you know, this goes back to the referral, one of the referral tenets that I really like, is that it is also directly, it's a good thing that is also directly related to their core product. You know, getting your shoes shine, taking better care of these shoes because they are nice shoes, they are high quality shoes. I just think it's a great thing. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and there's so many opportunities for businesses of any side, of any size, to do that. If I was a car dealer, I'd be having when the new models come in, I'd have a private reception at 11 p.m. and have the truck pull in and let my favorite customers test drive the cars.
Yeah.
If I was a restaurant, I'd be having private dining hours for our VIPs once a month. And a secret item on the menu that they could order for their friends that their friends would never know about.
Yeah.
If I was a clothing store or any kind of retail store, I'd have private shopping hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a VIP. I'd have a coffee machine in the back and give people a free cup of coffee. I could have deal with a restaurant next door to borrow their valet parking on rainy days. There's a lot of ways to get people talking.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. I worked with a financial planner that would have, an annual get-together. I mean, they might see customers more often, but they would have a for sure annual get-together. We're going to go over everything, make sure we're still on course, talk about new things in your life. They just made it a habit. And they had this big conference room that had a big plate glass window that looked out to the parking lot. And during that annual visit, they would have a mobile car detail company come and detail the customer's car while they sat there and watched it, being done as they were going over their plan. And they said that people just could not talk about that when they would go back to their offices. It was such a cool sort of happening thing.
It's funny you mentioned that particular example, because I think that's a great one. I was doing a keynote to a group of LASIK doctors. And they were brainstorming, how do we get people talking about our particular LASIK practice? And we thought, the person who is a customer rarely talks about it because you can't tell they had LASIK because you can't see the non-glasses there.
Yeah.
But everyone who gets LASIK has to bring a buddy who sits there in the waiting room to drive them home. So if you had the buddy's car detailed while they're waiting for their friend to get LASIK, they would be telling everybody they saw.
Yeah.
The next 2 months.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I took John to get LASIK and I launched in that this doctor detailed my car and
they might actually just go around volunteering to take people.
Yeah, you could have a whole industry. Yeah, this is not complicated. So that's a $1,000 or more sale.
Yeah.
So to hand the friend, say, look, we're gonna spend $50 to get your car detailed, and here's some menus from local restaurants, order any lunch you want on us. That is worth it.
Yeah.
That sure beats buying a billboard or a magazine ad.
Yeah, well, and I've even told people, send a balloon bouquet to somebody's office, when they buy from you, because that's one of those things that everybody's going to stop by and go, what's up? What's up with that? My dentist sent it to me. What? So, yeah, absolutely. All right, we got time for one more killer example if you want to dig back into your archives of examples there.
Oh, so many crazy stories. Let's talk about saying thank you and sending those balloon bouquets. I mean, one that I just blogged about, but it's something that I do almost every day. I'm a huge, huge user of thank you notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably write 10 a day. And I send a lot of food. I send bags of M&Ms and cheesecakes and all this cool stuff to people. Just thank you for anything.
I've been the victim of one.
Did you get the M&Ms?
No,
cheesecake?
I got some popcorn, I think.
Oh, you got the Dale and Thomas popcorn.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and thank you notes works. It's funny because I wrote a blog post about sending thank you notes, and I mentioned that one of your sponsors on printingforless.com prints my thank you notes. So I got a thank you note from the CEO of Printing for Less thanking me for mentioning their thank you notes. So now I got to write him a thank you note. So we'll see how long this goes between me and Andrew Fields. But I just blogged this guy whose name I'm forgetting at the moment. This is a crazy fan of Ford, and he loves how Ford is turning things around, and he's a real passionate talker. And he started blogging about it and tweeting about it, and someone at Ford saw all of his messages, and he was writing about how he loves the new CEO.
Yeah.
And so someone at Ford named Scott Monty got the CEO to sign an 8x10 photograph as if he was a movie star and sent it to this guy. And this guy was so excited, he put a whole video up on YouTube, which thousands and thousands and thousands of people have now seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about how much he loves Ford. He couldn't believe the CEO was actually willing to send him a thank you note.
Yeah. Well, and when you say you write, I'm guessing that that's done with one of those things. Gosh, what are they called again? Have ink in them? Long? Yeah, with a pen, right?
It's funny how that works. The low tech solution.
But I think that again, talking about getting people to talk, to differentiate. I mean, who gets handwritten notes anymore? It right there by itself. Not only are you thanking them, and you're not using email, you're writing it by hand. And you know, that's half of why that really stands out, I think.
Yeah, this stuff isn't hard.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be the big lesson here.
Yeah.
Is that you don't need to come up with some multi-million dollar super referral strategy.
Yeah.
You know, that if you can find 10 people a day where you can do something that makes them happy, give them an extra thank you or a dessert or a gift or a kind word or a good piece of advice, yeah, that adds up to 3,600 referrals a year.
But see, I would suggest that that is a strategy, and that is a system, actually. And so, I mean, I think that you're right. It doesn't have to be complicated, but decide that that's what you're going to do, commit to it, figure out that makes people talk, and then operate it like a system so that you get 3,600 by the end of the year.
Yeah, that changes businesses forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us. Certainly people need to pick up Word of Mouth Marketing, great examples in there, and just subscribe to Andy's blog. That's the cheap way to get a lot of his great stuff. And it's damniwish.com. So, Andy, thanks for joining me. Always great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Thank you much.